Isaiah chapter 32, behold, a king will reign in righteousness and princes will rule in justice. And a man will be like a hiding place from the wind and like a shelter from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. So there's going to be a man who is going to be a king, who is going to be the shelter from the stormy wind, and he's going to reign in righteousness. Now, who do you think that king is going to be?
Jesus.
Right. So this, we could say, is a prophecy about Jesus. Though it could have come true in Hezekiah to some limited sense, but he failed. And so the ultimate fulfillment is in Jesus. And the eyes of those who see will not be dim, and the ears of those who hear will listen. And the heart of the rash, the person who's far too quick and hasty, will understand knowledge, and the tongue of the person who stutters will be able to speak plainly. And the bad person will no longer be called wonderful, nor will the foolish person said to be generous. So at the moment, we live in a world where bad people are praised as if they're good people, and the good people are spoken of as if they're bad people, and where people just don't really want to listen to God's word. And yet, when Jesus comes, that will be changed. And instead, people will listen, and people will open their eyes and see. Now, in this life, one of the most frustrating things is that people don't seem to get it. They don't seem to see it. But they will when Jesus comes back. The generous devises generous things, and by generosity will he stand. So, in other words, how we are in this life is going to have its result in the day of judgment. Rise up, you women who are at ease, listen to my voice, you careless daughters, listen to what I'm saying. Many days and years you will be troubled, you careless women, because the vintage, that is the gathering, the harvest of the grapes, is going to fail. The harvest is not going to come. Tremble, you women who are at ease. Be troubled, you careless ones. Strip yourselves and make yourselves bare and put sackcloth upon you. Because they will lament for the pleasant fields and for the fruitful vine that's not fruitful anymore. And upon the land of my people will come up thorns and briars, and upon all the houses of joy there will be desolation. So, I think what he's saying is, this is Isaiah, he's talking to these women who were acting like the future was assured. They were wealthy, and they were careless, they were proud, they were wealthy, they were arrogant. And he was telling them, look, tremble, you're going to go into captivity. And so repent now. And then that doesn't have to happen. Put sackcloth upon yourselves now so that you won't have to when you go into captivity. And so it is really in the world in which we live that is all full of self, that's all full of wealth, that's all full of careless arrogance, assuming the future is going to be as the past was, assuming that they're just going to go on living as they are now. No, they need to change, because those people are going to finally not be in God's kingdom. And God is saying, you should repent, you should change right now. So, upon the land of my people there will come up thorns and briars. That means that it's going to be like the punishment for sin when Adam sinned. That's exactly what happened when Adam sinned. And it's as if Adam's sin is a sin of everybody. And so, of course, what was going to happen is that because they were sinning, like Adam sinned, well, thorns and briars were going to come up. And so all of us tend to think, well, if I was in Adam and Eve's position, I wouldn't have done what they did. But of course we would, and Adam becomes every man, really. So the palaces are going to be forsaken, the multitude of the city is going to be left, and all the forts and towers are going to be a joyful place for wild donkeys to live, until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness is made a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is counted for a forest. Then justice will dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness will remain in the field, and the work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness will be quietness and assurance forever. So this is the picture of the wonderful time that's going to come when the results of being righteous are going to be seen. Now you can be righteous and you have a difficult time, but in that day you will be righteous and the results of righteousness, peace with God, quietness and assurance forever, are going to be seen. And my people will dwell in a peaceable habitation and in sure dwellings and in quiet resting places. When it shall hail coming down on the forest, and the city will be low in a low place. So then I think he's saying that when the judgments come, like the hail, well, my people are going to be safe. And it reminds you of what happened on the Passover night, that those who had kept the Passover, that when the angel of death went out, they were safe. And so this is the whole idea, really, that we keep meeting in the Bible, that if you decide now for God and for Jesus, then this is going to save you forever. But if you simply have a don't care attitude, that you really don't care, and that you're careless and arrogant, like those women were whom Isaiah was criticizing, and you think that, yeah, no, don't worry about it, it's just Isaiah droning on, well, you are going to come in the end to condemnation and to miss out on the wonderful future that there could be for you.